there. Okay, what we're looking at is second, array group second PHP. Okay, so go in there, and the one I'm looking at is another todim.php. Okay, this is another way of doing a two-dimensional, and we have absolutely the wrong lights on, don't we?
I think so. This is the way I was when I came in, so.
I wasn't blaming you.
Oh, I know you weren't. I just can never remember which ones we turn on.
Yeah.
Turn the recorders on.
Huh?
Turn the recorders on.
Yep. Yep. The computer's working, the recorders are working, and now the lights are working, so I think we're all set. Okay, so now we just have to begin to find out if we're working. I've set up an array called invin, and it is a two-dimensional array. So the array is made up of multiple records, basically. And then each of the records is also an array. Okay, so I have an array that has the records for the record for stuffed bear, the record for cow, the record for doll, the record for beach ball. Okay? And then within each essentially record or row that I'm kind of making up because I'm kind of simulating data, I have the information about the article. So a stuffed bear costs $24.99. And 20 is the cost, okay? The price is $24.99, and it cost me 20 to acquire it. A toy car is $8.99 that I sell it for, and it takes six to, on the cost for me to acquire it. So I start out and I say, just to show, I did an echo. And I said, okay, echo out 00. Okay, so that would be the word stuffed bear. Okay, because 00 goes to the top line and the first element in that top line. So each of this is made up, the main array over here is made up of four lines. Each of the lines is in itself an array that is made up of the three fields. And the three fields are what it is, the price, okay, so it is, okay. The product, the price, and the cost. Okay, so usually when we see arrays and a two-dimensional array, it's something like the city I'm going from, the city I'm going to, and here are the miles between them, or something like that, where they're all the same. Okay, this is where I've set up an array of essentially records. They're kind of like records, at least. And the array itself, so I've set up an array of arrays, basically. And each line has got a product, a price, and a cost. Okay, so zero means this line, the top line is zero, and the first thing in that is zero. So 00 gets me, if you look over here, stuffed bear. Okay, so I am printing out for a stuffed bear, the price is and the cost was. Okay, that's what I'm doing with the echo, is printing out that top line. So for a stuffed bear, concatenate with the prices, go to invin, top row, first element. So that's $24.99. And then concatenate with, and the cost was, go to invin, and the second top row, second or third, because it's a two, so that's 0, 1, 2. Okay, so product is 0. Yeah, right. All right, so now it's decided I can't write there. It was letting me write there a minute ago, right? That's a 0, that's a 1, and that's a 2. I apparently have to write gently. Okay, so that's a 0, a 1, and a 2. And so I am putting out the prices. So then on the next line, I went down 1, and I said, okay, we're going to go to 1. So 1 is the second one, so it's car. So I'm going to 1 and saying 1, 0, 1, 1, 1, 2. Okay? So I am putting out the car, for a car, the price is $8.99, and the cost was 6. Okay? So then I did a for statement. And the for statement says, for row equals 0, while row, starting row out at 0, going until as long as it is less than 4. So that means I can go through array 0, array 1, array 2, array 3. Okay? And each time through, add 1 to row. And then I said, okay, now for my column, I'm going to go from 0 while it's less than 3. Okay, because in each column, I have 1, 2, 3 things, which would be with an index of 0, 1, and 2. Okay, and so I go from 1 to 3, and every time I go through, I add 1 to column. Okay, and that's the shortcut way of adding 1. You can always say column equals column plus 1, and that also adds it. Okay, so then I went in and I said, okay, now inside the inner loop, go to the inventory array, pick what row it is, and then pick what column it is within the row. Okay. And I went through the whole thing. So you can see I'm also printing a BR here, which moves me down a line. And so I've got stuff there, $24.99.20. Okay, so the inner, I started out and I would have a 0 here, and then I ran 0, 1, 2 there. And so when I was at row 0, I went through the 3 things in that array. So I ran 0, 1, and 2. And then when I finish that, I go back and I start at 1, and I also run 0, 1, 2. Okay, but 1 is at the beginning. Okay. So this one over here is 0, 0. This is 0, 1. This is 0, 2. And then when I go to car, it is what? 1. So this is 0, 0. This is now 1. Well, that's a 1 up there. I'm not doing too well. I'm putting the numbers in. But that's 1, 0, 1, 1, 1, 2. And then I get down to the next one, and I'm going to up the row to 2 and run through the 3 again, up the row to 3 and run through the 3 again. Okay? So you can set up an array like this that kind of mimics records that you bring in as data, and you can have an array that has different kinds of data in it, as opposed to what we looked at the last time we looked at arrays, which was all the same. Questions? Okay, so the next one I want to look at is the next one in this series. And what was that called? Oh, one. Okay. Actually, I think I'm probably better off reversing these two. And where did I lose the other one to? There it is. Okay, so to start out with, this time I left something off purposely. So 12, the third one down, does not have a, something's missing. Okay, so it's going to treat that as a price. But something is missing there, and that is I don't have a third thing. Okay? So it will take this as the product, and this will be the price, and then it's missing the cost. Okay? So what I've got there now is I echoed out a line just to prove that it worked again. And then I went in and did that for statement that I did the last time. Okay? And this time it crashed. Because there wasn't a third thing for this doll. So it printed doll, and then it did the 12, and then it crashed. Because there wasn't a third thing. Then it kept going and picked up beach ball, $2.99 and $2. Okay, so it kept going. It didn't crash as going out of the program, but it did crash as of, I have nothing to show for this. Okay, so I got an error message that said it was missing. And what it was missing was this one now only has two elements in it. Okay, so it's missing. So when I did the four, it crashed when it hit that missing spot. Okay. Okay, so then I went down and I put in the next thing. So I did a four each, and a four each, notice, lets me go through this, and if you look at the output, and then we'll talk about how that came along, the stuff there has the, all of its information, car has all of its information, doll is missing one, but it didn't cause it to crash, okay, it just didn't show it. And then I went on to beach ball, and beach ball showed them all. Okay? So what I've got there is that with the four each, it worked, but with the four, it didn't. Okay, so the four each has the advantage of the four each doesn't panic, basically. If there's something missing, it goes on and does it. Okay, now, these arrays are called key value pairs, and they have kind of a default behavior. If you did not specify a key, it defaults to a numeric number starting with zero. The first will have a key of zero, and the value will be an embedded array, and these arrays have keys of zero through two, and value one will display the content echo, and then that seemed clear when I wrote it, but not terribly when I look at it. Okay, so for each in-bin. So we're talking again about the table that I set up there. It's called in-bin. And I have a key and a value. Okay, so the key is kind of its location, and the value is what's there. So I said for each in-bin, as there's a key and a value. Okay, so then I said, okay, I want to echo out what the key is, so you can see what the key is. And so I said, echo out just the key. And what is key one? And key one, it then echoes out just key zero. So it is keeping track. That key is not written in the array, but it's the key that it has developed for the array. Okay, and that's what we talked about as an index. So it's basically working as the index. The key has developed a number. And so if you look at this, every time I finish the inner loop, I go back and I write out just key one, and then the next time it's just key two, and then the next time it's just key three. So I'm writing out the keys. Okay, so the outer loop is stepping through basically the records, and it's writing out the keys. Okay, and I do it right before I go into the inner loop. Now the value is taking the values that are in the table. Okay, so the value has the values that are in the table. And so now when I write it out, I say key one, and that is related to what we did up there with column, just like the key was related to what we did up there with row. So I've got value as key one is related to its value, and I write out, echo the key one and the value. So it echoes the zero and the name of the thing. The one and the name of the thing, the two and the name of the thing. All of these numbers are its indexes or keys that it's keeping, okay? The value is what is actually there, okay? The value one. What's actually there. Okay. So I am putting out here zero stuff there, 124.99, 220. So I'm putting out the key that got it there. And notice it's the same as we had for the four or four each. This stuff there is 00, right? Because I put out the first thing and then the second. So that's 00. The price of it is 01. And the cost of it is 02. When I get down to the car, I've got 101112. When I get to the doll, I've got 2021, and it doesn't crash on the fact that I don't have something else. It just doesn't display it. Okay? And then I go to the other one, and I've got the 303132. Okay, so it's following the numbers, but it just has it in a different style, where I'm saying inventory has a key, which is my number, and a value. Okay, and the value is the inner array. So the value is the inner array. And then I say, okay, echo out the key, and now for each value, meaning each inner array, it's going to have a key also that points to the first element is the zeroth element, the next is the first, the next is the second, okay? So when I ask it, if the value is the inner array, and it has a key, which is the pointer or index, and it has a value, which is the actual data. So value one is the actual data. This drove me crazy the first time I encountered it, so it ought to be driving somebody else crazy, okay? Or does it make sense?
The key is zero on both things, right? Is that what you're saying, or is it just...
Well, it depends. I mean, this key, the outside, invent has a key, which is the rows.
Okay.
0, 1, 2, 3. And that key is pointing to the value, which is an inner array. Okay? I don't know if I'm answering your question. That's the inner array. So when I show just the key, I'm showing the thing that tells which row it is. And then when I go inside, I'm saying, okay, the value for each row. So this is the key for each row, this is the value for each row. When I get down here, I'm looking at the value for each row as a key, which is the pointer, and a content.
Yeah, so the key one on the stop there would be the 0 in that statement, and then the value would be the stop there.
Right.
Okay.
And then the key is the 1, gets me the value of $24.99. Okay? So key 1 is talking about the inner array, whereas key is talking about the outer array. So key is the outer array, value is the inner array, basically. Are you sure there's no more questions? Because as I said, I don't think this is a clean, easy to understand thing. What?
She says there's no questions now, but when we go home, we have to figure ourselves out.
That's when the questions come up. I've heard that before. Well, that's true for all of us. I mean, I can read it in the book, think I understand it, and go to implement it and say, huh? Okay. Okay, so now we'll look at the next one, which is 02. And this basically is about the same, except what did I do? I did one thing down below. Okay, this is just, I added in some stuff down below. Okay. So down below, just to kind of demonstrate again what the key is, I just did a simple for each. Okay, and this simple for each generated these numbers. Okay, the simple for each generated those numbers. So that's like what I was doing when I put the numbers in up at the top, but I just went through and did a for each and said inven as key value, and if I want to show the key, it's going 0, 1, 2, 3. And I just did the outer part of that to kind of demonstrate it. Okay, and then I said, okay, now if I want to talk about getting one price or getting one item, I can put in numbers or I could put in variables if I was taking in variables for what I wanted. And so 2-1 goes to, okay, the third row down and the second element in, right? So 2-1 goes to the third row. And the second element or column in. Okay? So I get 12, which is what I had for doll. Okay, because doll was the third row down. I've got bear, car, doll. So that's the third row down, and the second thing in was the 12. Okay, and if I go to invin 3, then I'm looking at the fourth row, first element. And that was a beach ball. So the fourth row, first element is a beach ball. Okay, because I'm going down four rows and then taking the first element in that inner array in that row, and that is giving me the first element. Yes, no, maybe? Okay, and here I just did the dumps. Okay, so I dumped it out using a Ver dump and I dumped it out using a print R. And this kind of shows you the indexes. So this just goes through and shows you if you do a dump, you can see the indexes up there. Okay. Now what I did here is I broke it down just a little bit more and said, okay, I've got an array, and the array is the stuff there. And it is then has beneath it an array that includes the price and the cost. So I kind of broke it up into, here's an array, and the array for stuff there is going to include the price and the cost. And the array for car is going to include those two things. Doll is going to include those two. Beach ball is going to include those two. And I set that array up and then I did a dump of the array. Okay, so the array has a stuff there and then it points to an inner array that has the $24.99 and the $20. And then the car comes next and it points to an inner array that has the $8.99 and the $6. Okay. And then the way they set that up is for a stuffed bear, so I said for a key inven, okay, so I said for a key inven, the price is, and then I went in and said, okay, look inside the key and get the zeroth element, and that gets the $24.99. And the cost was go to Inven, go inside the key, get the right key, and then have Inven zero, and then over here I have Inven one, which you can't see, but it's there. And now you can see it. And so I went in and did that. Okay. And then I did a reset. So I reset Inven to get me back to the top. So I did a reset Inven because I'd already started in and I had positioned myself at the first thing. Because when I got started and said go to key inven, it goes to the first element in the array. So so I'd gone to the first element in the array. Okay, now I want to restart. And so I said, restart invin. Okay, because I want to do something different and I want to restart at the beginning. So I said, restart invin. Or reset, sorry. I said restart. I do that when I'm reading children's books too. I make up my own words. Okay, so we reset. So I reset invin. And then I said, okay, now we're going to go through it. And this particular one is using a current. Okay? So I said, for I equals 0, and as long as it's less than 4, and then II. So that is looking at the outer array and taking each of the elements in it. So then I said, okay, echo out the key. Well, the key is now stuck there. Because the way I set it up, I have a key and then a value, and the value is made up of the two numbers, the price and the cost. So I said, show the key. And when it shows the key, I'm seeing stuff there. Okay? And then I said, okay, now we're going to get inside it, and we're going to echo out the current. Okay? So echo the current, and the column is going to go 0 and 1, but it's always the current row, the current invin, and the column is going to go 0, 1, and so we're going to get 24.99 and 20. And then the next, okay, gets me to go back to the next thing in invin. Okay, so the way they code this is I did a reset to start at the beginning. Then I start through the array, and I always talk about current invin. And then I say, okay, now that I'm done, go to the next invin. And it goes through and gets the next one. Now, when I do this down below in a for each, okay, I said for each invin as key and value, and then I said echo out the key. And so it's echoing out stuffed bear. Okay, and then I said for each value as key one, I want to echo out the key and the value. And so I'm echoing out 0, 1. And then I'm going back, and the for each, I don't have to control as much with this current and next. It is preferable, I think, to use the for each rather than the for. When you come to these, because number one, they don't crash if there's something missing if you have the for each. And I think the for each is just clearer and you don't have to remember a lot of other things. So the for each was designed to do this, so why not use the thing that was designed for it? Okay, so I echo out the key and then I say for each value, because I said invent has a key and a value. And the value is that embedded array that has the two numbers in it. And then I say echo out the key, and now for each value, and the value has a key that points to which one it is, okay, because it's got the value is an embedded array of two items. And so I gotta know which of the two items it is, and the key tells which of the two items it is, and then the value is the content. So when I say echo out the key and the value, I get a 0 and a 1. And for car, I get a 0 and a 1, as it's echoing out the key for that inner array and the value. Now, my personal preference is the ones we looked at previous to this, where it's all in one array, as opposed to the two arrays, just because I think it's easier to keep track of. But this is an alternate that you might run into.
And I think that's all I had in that one. Except that it goes down. Okay, I did another one where I said, actually, this is good. Okay, I'd forgotten I did this one and this one. This one is saying, okay, for each InVen as key value, echo out just the key. And on this one, the key is the word. Okay, because it had the first array. Just so that I can see them both. Okay, so there's the array. So what I'm saying here is for each InVen, InVen is the name of the array, I look at the array. And this is the key, and this is the value. Okay, this is the key, and this is the value. So the key is using this array as its value. Okay, so on this one, I just said, go through InVen and show me the key. And it's showing stuffed bear, car, doll, and beach, because that's the key. Okay, the value is the stuff that is enclosed in the inner array. And I saw those in previous ones, but I'm not looking at it here. Here I'm just looking at the key. Okay. And then if I want to get one item in particular, and again I could use variables that had it in them, I'm saying echo getting one price. Concatenated with, go to inventory, use the key of doll, and go to the zeroth element within that, which gets me the price of doll, and it's $12. Okay. And if I said InVen car one, what would I get?
Positive.
Okay, so InVen car one, what would I get? What number?
Six.
Okay, so go to car, and then go into 01, I'm gonna get the 6, okay? Questions?
So if you keep it all together, it's valued. Then the key is always just going to be a number.
The key is going to be the number that it makes up as the index for the array.
Yeah.
Yes. But if you break it up like this, then you've said key value setup is, okay, this is the key, this is the value.
Obviously, keeping the values together is probably efficient, but is there...
I don't know. Efficient, I don't honestly know. I like the other one better. I don't know why. I just find it easier to manipulate than having the, I like key, I guess I like keys of 012 as opposed to keys of stuffed bear.
That you have to remember.
Right. I like the 012. So I prefer the other one. But in this one, I've got a key and then I've got values that are in the array. And it works, but I like the other one. I just find the other one easier to work with. Questions? Thank you. And then I have some others. I have an array from text here. So if I look at that, I'm picking in an array from text. So the text file that I'm using is courses.txt. Okay, so that's what it looks like. Okay, so this is the text file that I created. And it has got a course number, comma, a course name. And notice that I then hit enter to drop down to the next line, because these are set up on individual lines, okay? So when I come over here and I explode this, the slash n tells me that what I'm looking for is I want to break it up by lines, okay? I want to break it up by lines. If I'd had a other symbol there that did a separator, I could use another symbol as a separator. But what I did was I hit enter, so that became my separator. Okay. So now I've got my text file is the file get contents, and I'm getting the contents from course.txt. Okay, and then I'm basically saying explode in that based on the records into an array. What does it say about explode? Okay, so that's all it says. I was hoping I was going to get more definition and usage. The explode function breaks a string into an array. The separator of parameter can be an empty space. And I don't know what binary safe means. Anybody want to make a guess? I've seen that before. So I've got a string, hello world, it's a beautiful day. And I'm exploding that, okay, into an array. And if I run the example, let's see what it gives me. Okay, so it shows you it broke it down. Hello becomes the first element, world becomes the next one, and it's breaking it down by the spaces. Okay, so it's exploding it into an array. And what is it exploding? It's exploding string based on the space into an array. Okay, so you can see that the array then has the zeroth element is hello, then it's a space, so the next element is world, and then there's a space, world period actually, and then there's a space and the next one is its. And the next one is A, and then beautiful, and then day. So it exploded it based on the space. Okay, so that's how the explode works. And that's not what I wanted. Okay, this is, what's it called? Array from text. Okay, so that's the output of this, and then we'll go back and look at the code again. So here's the code, and when I dumped it out, okay, because I did a printer after I exploded it. So after I exploded it, I did a printer, and you can see how it broke it down. Okay. So I started out and I said, okay, show me force array zero, and it gave me CIS 120 programming logic. Because again, remember, it's exploding based on the line break, and so which is the record break, basically. And then I did the one, and then I did a two, and I didn't do the rest. Okay, so I've only got zeroth element, the first element, the second element. There were six or seven in the table. And so if I had kept going, 1, 2, 3, 4, 7. So if I kept going, I could go all the way down to show me 6. Okay, because 0 showed me the programming logic, 1 showed me operating systems, 2 showed me internet developer, and then 3 would have been Oracle, and it keeps going. Okay. And you can see that when you look at the dump of a printr. So I did a printr that shows me what's in course array, and it shows that I indeed set up an array broken down into each thing. Okay. Everybody okay on that so far? So explode based on the line break. And what I'm exploding is the contents of course text. And I just created that in Notepad, actually. I just created that Notepad and saved it as a text. And I hit the enter between each record. Okay, so that was just me creating it in Notepad. So that's a file that I can use. Okay. So then I went in and said, okay, explode this file into an array. And it did that. So the file is now in an array. Each record on the file has become an element in the array. Okay, so I exploded it into an array. And then I said, okay, now go get me a random number based on the course array. Okay, so a random number based on the course array is going to come up with 0 through 6. Okay. So if I go in and say array rand, and that's a command, and that's going and getting a random number based on the course array. And that's going to be stored in rand number. So I then said echo rand number, and it echoed a 4. And so I said, okay, now I'm going to use that 4, and we'll talk about how we're using it in a minute. But notice the 4, 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, so there it is. And I'm printing out the beginning of that, which is the CIS 159, and I'm printing out the after comma, which is the PR, PHP, and MySQL. Okay. Now, if I go and rerun this, this time I have a 6. And when I've got a 6, it is giving me CIS 162, application for web development. Oh no, 6 is not that. Sorry, 6 is 283 topics. Okay. So it is giving me the 6 as a random number. And if you click on it again, you're going to get another random number, and you're getting different random numbers than I am. If you're clicking, because it's just generating a random number in that range. Okay, so if you click on this, you'll get different random numbers and get different things to be brought up. Okay? Okay, so now that I've got the random number, I said go to the, I said go to the course array using that random number and extract the record and put it into random courses. So I'm extracting, in this case, 6, in the previous case, 4, and again, if I refresh this again, now I've got 1, which is apparently operating systems. Actually, what I want is that, I want that, and I want, whoops, what did I just do? That's what I'm doing wrong. I'm clicking on the wrong thing. Okay, so that gave me a 1, which is operating systems. Okay, so now I'm going in and I need to extract the number and I need to extract the name. So I'm going in and using the substring. And I'm saying I want to do a substring on random courses, starting with the 0 position, and I want to extract up to the string position that has a comma. So string position up to the string position that has a comma. Okay. So I'm extracting starting with 0 and up to the string position that has a comma, and that's giving me the CIS 121. And then I say, okay, now go in and do a substring and start with the comma, position of the comma plus 1, and go to the end. If you don't put in a third thing in a substring, it goes to the end. So in a substring, this first thing is the name of the array you want to go into. This is the start, okay? So down here, this is the start. And if you don't put in an end, which is here, if you don't put in an end, then it goes to the end. Okay, if you don't tell it where to end, it goes right through and takes everything that's available. So it goes in and grabs operating systems. Okay, so I put those in course num, I put those in course name, and then I echo them both out. Okay, so this particular one uses explode, it uses getting a random number, it uses substring, and it uses string position in order to be able to do what I wanted to do. Questions?
I'm a week behind right now, so.
A whole week?
Yeah, I owe you last Thursday. So.
Oh, all right.
I had like 2 weeks.
I'm more than a week behind.
Oh, that's fine.
That's right. And this time you're sending me where I can find it?
Listen, I went back and looked at it. I'm like, are you serious? Because you talk about the one with the undefined error. The other one, what happened was when I copy and pasted the web address, the last 2 characters didn't come off.
Okay.
But instead of me actually deleting it and going and get the other thing, I just put it in the PHP and I realized that that ain't going to work. If I type it in, because now it's not.
Right.
If you click the link, it's just up to the piece, so it's
missing
some characters.
Right.
I noticed that when I went
in. You've got to go through the server.
Yeah.
Right.
So when I went in and I clicked it, so why is she saying I'm missing it? When I clicked the link, I realized it was missing 2 characters, so I put it in.
Okay.
The other one, I just completely forgot to copy what I had onto the homework assignment.
No, a lot of people. I send back probably 1 out of every 5 to 6 ones saying, I need address or I need code, because...
Well, I gave you both. I spent
no less than 4 hours trying to figure out what the undefined error is, and I still haven't figured it out.
Okay.
Because everything I went and looked up and what I found, and I tried doing, like changing my code to.
I will look at it.
It was worse than what I had, so I said, forget it. It was different with this.
Okay. As I said, I'm behind. Having a week of lab days meant I got a lot of stuff. So I am behind. But this is a 3-day weekend, and my goal is to get caught up, and everybody here's goal.
Well, you got an extra day next week, too.
That's right, it's a 3-day week.
Thursday.
Well, Thursday is my Monday classes, so I don't have.
Yeah, Thursday off. Yeah.
I don't have Thursday off, but you do. Which reminds me, Thursday of this week, I've got a bunch of the people that I was due for my 120 class coming in and talking about careers, and I've got 5 of them coming in talking about different careers. So if anybody's interested, you're welcome to stay for the 11 o'clock class on Thursday. And there are a bunch of people coming in. One of them does programming for Visual Basic at a bank. One of them runs his own web development company. One of them works for Meditech. One of them works for Bayer. And she's just kind of moved up and beyond. She's not really doing as much IT stuff right now. And who's the fourth? This one. Oh, and one's talking about security. He's not an alumni. He's the guy that here at the college that does security. So he's coming over and talking about security. So they're coming in and talking to my 9:30 class, my 11 o'clock class. And as I said, you're all welcome to come if you want to and hear them.
Any students either?
I don't know. Terry Ott, Matt Medeiros, Carolyn Dorsky, who used to be the Lindsay.
Carolyn, I think I remember.
Right. Laurie Quinn, which would be, is a way back. I mean, you know, she progressed. She's had an interesting career and progressed through, worked abroad for a couple of years and the whole thing. And now she's more in the administrative end of things for the company she works for. And works out of home. Our company is located in Pennsylvania. The headquarters are in Pennsylvania.
That's right.
And she goes down occasionally and works out of home the rest of the time. So that's kind of interesting too.
They had a job I applied for, my job, but I doubt they're going to give it to me when he's still in school. But basically, it's just working with SQL. It's basically just pulling all data files out.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
It'd be the problem with it is it has like 5 different locations. And my location, and I already named one of them.
Okay.
But they said it depends on where you want, so they could create the position there, but it's just every now and again there would be travel to those 5 spots.
Right.
Like it could be hard.
Okay, I'm going to look and see if we have. Actually, let's see. I've got gather data. Well, actually, there's an explode data that just does a basic explode. So we don't have many minutes left, so I'm trying to look for something that's fairly quick. Okay, so I set up BCC and said I wanted to explode it, and I said based on space, and then I showed the print R, and then I went in and I went to the array and said show me result 1, and result 1 is community. So it's just exploding it out and showing result 1. And the other one is gather data. So gather data is just a form set up to gather data. And this time my method is request. And request is another alternative to get and post. Okay? So I've got here the method is request. And I'm getting all those things in. And then I am sending it to CData. And CData is bringing them things in as a request. Okay. So, if I run this one, and it's called gather data. .html. Okay, so I can't spell apparently. Yep. Okay, so I've got an ID number 111, Joe, Main Street, Fall River, MA 01234, date first contributed 17. Year goal 1,000. Contact Susan. Okay, so I put in some data and then I click and it comes out. Okay, and the key and the value come out. So if I look at the code for this, I'm asking that the data comes in as a key and a value. So I'm setting up a table, I'm putting in it a key and a value. For each request, bring in the key and the value. And in this one, the key is the name of the field and the value is the content of the field. Okay, so I'm echoing out into a table format the key and the value, and I'm coming out with this. Okay, so the key is the name of the field, and the value is whatever I typed into it. So just showing that a request can do this. And then I've got the other one that is CData1, and that is using the get and doing exactly the same thing with the get. And then the other one is using the post and is doing the same thing with the post. So these are basically just showing you that this can be done with a get, with a post, and request. And there's a couple more left here that we'll look at on Thursday. Not many, but there's a few. And that's just the random number, and we'll look at that. Okay. We're done.